Hello, everyone. This is Kamika Spencer, and I am broadcasting live from the Mall of Egypt. It's huge. It doesn't even compare to Grapevine Mills. They have a full, like, imagine if you're at a regular mall and then you also have, a Target, but bigger, like the Target with the grocery store in it, is in this mall. I'm right now walking through the food court, so in a few minutes it'll get a little bit quieter, but I'm walking past Belhanna, Baskin Robbins. I saw, they don't have a Chick-fil-A. They have chicken filet, Man Chow Wok, a lot of Asian inspired places, Abu Aif, McDonald's. And everybody's just sitting around eating, enjoying their meals. There's an area here where people with shopping carts can leave their shopping carts and go eat. The shopping carts are all lined up. Now, what I'm not going to do is pull my camera out and just start taking pictures, so y'all have to use your imaginations. I'm now in the main part of the mall, upstairs, and it's really cool. It's a beautiful place. It's clean. In the food court, people are not leaving their items on the table. And it's almost like a community thing where everybody is in agreement that we gonna be clean and we're gonna honor the space that we're in. But such is the religion, you know what I mean? Some of the places that I've seen in here that I know you'll be familiar with is they have an Adidas store, Adidas Kids. They have H&M, Zara, which I'd never been in Zara. I really liked it. So I might have to find me a sponsor because I need to get me some stuff out of Zara. What else did I see? Calvin Klein. They have a Calvin Klein store. But they also have their own stores. There's one store here called Coup, C-O-U-P, Mother Care, Little Concrete, which is a children's store. So yeah, it's a pretty cool place. And I came here to get a SIM card. And I had a moment. Now, let me tell y'all this. I got on a black skirt all the way down to my ankles, my tennis shoes, no socks. And I have on my Nina Simone t-shirt that I got from Pan African Connection. I also have a scarf around my neck in case I need to put it on my head. Now, I did come in with it on my head, but I took it off because I was like, I'm doing too much. But everybody's arms are covered. All the women, their arms are covered. From the elbow down, arms covered. So I immediately noticed that. But people are looking at me and I forget. I'm also a deep brown color. And I tell you right now, I'm the darkest person in this mall. And I'm not that brown. I haven't seen nobody with my skin color in this mall that is bigger than probably Manhattan, the island of Manhattan. So anyway, I was standing in line I couldn't find the kiosk I was looking for. So I went to the information center. There was a man and his child in front of me, and I gave my 6 feet distance, and I'm standing there, and this dude, old guy, probably, well, I don't know how they age around here, but he had to have been in his late 40s. He was probably my age, if not a little bit older, but he came and stood right in front of me. He skipped me in line, and what did I do? What do y'all think I did? Turned my ass around and just kept on walking. I was like, I'm not finna play with y'all. I'm not finna play with y'all. It's disrespectful. And you know it's disrespectful. And you doing your man thing here. I told y'all, this energy here is ridiculous. It's really, 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 really ridiculous. And I don't know if it's because I'm a woman or if it's because I'm dark skinned or browner than people are comfortable with, but it's happening. is absolutely happening. Anywho, the beautiful part is when I walked off, the direction that I walked in led me to the kiosk that I was looking for. So, but God, I'm thankful. All praises. God is just. I say that all the time. So I got my SIM card, and you know, I didn't ask them to help me put it in. I have the instructions at home. I will figure it out. This is making me stronger, but it's also making me more independent. It's making me more willing to figure out my own stuff. I'm sorry if y'all be wanting me to ask and I don't, but it's more than a notion sometime to ask somebody for help. And not that anybody would turn me away, but I think it's also good to figure things out for yourself, to just breathe. Make sure you read and just figure it out for yourself. I'm passing a furniture store right now called ODA, Oda. I like it. It's really modern, funky stuff. Beautiful furniture. I mean, I would probably never put it in my house, but Oda's got it going on. What else have I noticed? This mall, they close at 11 o'clock at night. They close at 11 o'clock at night. So, and there's a food area out in the middle where I think, you know, they might be partying or something. It's totally set up and designed for celebration, in my opinion. So I might have to ride back up here one night or just ask and see what happens around here at night. I'm passing another furniture store called Marina. It's pretty cool. Some of this stuff I'm just like, looks a little soft to me, but I like it. I wouldn't probably buy it. Well, you know what? It's small space furniture. That's what it is. I'm realizing that I'm looking at furniture that is meant for small spaces. So it's definitely not the big, huge, room-consuming furniture that we have in America. I see a Bath and Body Works. Mystic. I don't know if that is in the United States or not, but I really like the dresses that I'm looking at. Beverly Hills Polo Club, Disney store, Barbie store. Ooh, the Barbie store. I gotta go in there. Yeah, it's a mall, but it's huge. And it's Muslim. It's Muslim. It's men everywhere. But at least I see a lot of women today. I see a lot of women. So we're all shopping and stuff. And I'm not a shopper. I came here and went to the grocery store and got me some ramen and some ginger, some fresh ginger, and some tea, some hot sauce, and some grapes. They look like the same grapes that I was trying to buy from old dude the other day, but he done lost out because I done found my grapes. I see a Polo, Ralph Lauren. This is y'all stuff. I don't really shop. I'm not a shopper. I don't like malls. But this one is so big, I'm actually not having any social anxiety. Not to mention, ain't nobody looking at me. So it's like, you know, I'm like a ghost. You know, when I said I was going to come here and become nothing, I didn't realize that, you know, the manifestation of that was going to be as real as it is. But I'm good with it. I'm good with it. As long as I can freely move about the country. They have a Starbucks, of course. The gentrifiers of the coffee world. And makeup place called Faces. I don't see a MAC store. And I haven't gone into everywhere. They actually even have like a whole Volkswagen Passat parked in the mall. It's huge. And there's security everywhere. As a matter of fact, I had to go through security to get into the mall. They sent my purse through Emporio Armani. I see that store, Boss, Hugo Boss store. But yeah, I had to come through security to get in here. Yves Saint Laurent is in this mall. Yeah, it's all here. What else can I tell y'all? Oh, Okay, so this morning, the maintenance guys came. I could not lock my bedroom door. Now, let me explain this apartment to y'all. You have to have a key to get in the front door. And the only way you can lock your front door is with that key. And you walk in, you unlock the door, you walk in, and then you lock it. So you got to have that key on both ends. You can't just walk in and lock it from the inside. You have to have the key to lock it in from the inside. And then I have a door in my bedroom that does the same thing, separate key. And I couldn't close and lock it. So this morning, the maintenance guys came by. And when I tell you, I have forgotten that people don't use deodorant. Now, I'm going to tell you why I forgot. Because when my first year teaching at Harmony, I had a lot of Turkish, Syrian, African. Like, the majority of my students were not. They may have been American born, but their nationality, the roots of their nationality was not American. And I had a young 7th grade girl who did not wear deodorant. And there was nothing I was going to do about it, you know. And she had a strong scent. Very, very strong. But, you know, I dealt with it. And it at the end of the day, because I realized cultural differences, I just respect them. I don't get all in my black feelings about shit like that. Like, it doesn't matter. But this morning, first of all, the maintenance man around here, they have on flip-flops. There's no, like, dress code. So he looked like he was, like, fresh off the beach. And he came in. I got a little bit of video. I'll post it. I see a Levi's store, Virgin Records Mega Store, New Balance, Reebok, Skechers, another Starbucks. Anyway, so he comes in, and immediately I was like, whoa, Nelly. Whoa, Nelly. Because, baby, that body was humming. And I was good. I didn't react. I just kind of let him in, told him what I needed done. He came in and banged on the door and got it fixed. Like, it was some, I see a BB's. It was some real, like, borderline caveman. I just saw somebody darker than me. He's pushing a cart. Little dark-skinned African man. I love it. I see a Converse store. Might have to go in there. Quicksilver. And then there's a place called Chicken and Ribs. Let me go see. It might be some black people in there. But came in, fixed that. And yeah, that was that. They also fixed my stove because I couldn't light the pilots. And my stove, there's two pilots. There's a pilot for the top part, and then there's a pilot for the stove part. So that was new to me. I'll take a picture of it. It's a really, it looks like something, it looks like a dollhouse stove. Chili's! I gotta go to Chili's, y'all. Okay, so that was that. That was my morning. And I was gonna go to the pyramids today, but I was highly advised to go get my phone situation straightened out so that I could, when the internet guys come tomorrow, they were supposed to come today, but it got moved till tomorrow. So that when they come tomorrow, I can go ahead and make sure that everything is synced up and I'll be ready to rock and roll. Because right now I cannot send emails. I can't check my emails on my computer. I can check them on my phone. But what I realized about checking emails on my phone is sometimes I don't see the whole email. So right now, that's not going to work for me. Now, I'm walking past a place called Magic Planet, and it is literally a playground inside the mall. I've never seen anything like this. Even when I went to the Mall of America in Minnesota, where they had a whole roller coaster, this is totally, totally different. And I know y'all hear these kids screaming. I know y'all hear that. I know y'all hear that machine. That's one of those. Remember at the State Fair of Texas, that ride where you would get on and it would go around so fast that you would magnetized to the walls. That's what I'm looking at right now, along with game rooms and all of that. So they have really gone out of their way to create a space for the whole family to spend money. This is a whole money trap, and I get it. All right, I'm about to go downstairs. I'm on the escalators. Yeah, it's just lots of men. I'm really happy though that I see women. And I'm not gonna come out here anymore without my arms covered. I know some of y'all are like, why you covering your arms? Why you fitting in? Because that's what I said I was gonna do. Don't question me. I know what I'm doing from my whole cellular body. I know what I'm doing. And I'm absorbing. And I like absorbing. I like becoming. They have a skincare center. I think that's where I came in at. Oh, yeah, they have a whole carousel outside. So I'm back where I started from, and I know I haven't gone through this whole mall. I know I haven't, but I'm going to go outside and call my Uber. Is this door broke? It is. I'm going to go outside and call my Uber. Then head back because I'm hungry. And even though I see a Chili's here, I got my ramen. And that's what I'm going to do tonight. They have really nice art out here. I'm going to take pictures of the art. But that's it, y'all. That's it. Yeah, it's a whole like performance space out here in the round. So I know they doing it up here. 11 o'clock at night, the mall is closing. Yeah, my ninjas. Yeah, they doing it. I got to figure this out. Because what I'm not going to do is leave here and not have a party. I'm not going to leave here and not have had partied. Not hard. I just need a little bit of party. But they set up for it. Just like when I saw that wedding the other night. They set up for it. These people, they go hard in the paint. It's too many men around here for me to think that they not going hard in the paint. I know how men party. Anyway, signing off.